You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The unemployment rate fell below 6% for the first time since July 2008. But people are still struggling. They're dropping out of the labor force or can only get a part-time job or have stopped looking, so they're not counted as unemployed. And here's an interesting trend. That share of the population, I'm going to get wonky, but it's a group economists call the U6. The U6 tracks pretty closely with the share of Americans who get food aid. We used to call them food stamps, and now they're known as the Supplementary Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. More than 45 million Americans get SNAP, but the gains in the jobs report don't seem to make that budge at the ground level.
As far as I can tell from what I've seen in my store, fortunately, it's not like enough gainful employment for people to come off of food stamps. It's enough for subsistent living, but they still need some assistance in order to like hopefully get better jobs. But I'm not sure the way the economy's set up if that's viable right now.
That's Ryan Steen. He works at a discount grocery store in Portland, Oregon. We caught up with him at the bus stop after his shift in a lower middle income neighborhood. He says compared to when he started at the store more than 2.5 years ago, more people today are using food stamps.
I see about 65% of our customers would say, at least over half for sure, come in with food stamps or benefits because we are a discount grocery store. The way I see most of the lower income families shop is they're usually trying to buy things that can get the most bang for their buck. They usually buy markdown or discount items, but usually bulk items such as chicken, rice. They will occasionally buy junk food, but the core of their like shopping experience is usually like essentials like cereal, milk, eggs, bread. Surprisingly, the most amount of money used on food stamps are actually by younger individuals who are spending on organic, gluten-free food, where the equivalents would be just as healthy, but they're choosing to get the more expensive ones. It seems like just a shame, you know, especially when they're, like, eating on a budget.
How people spend their SNAP money is just part of the debate in Washington over food stamp spending. In January, Congress voted to cut $8.6 billion from SNAP over the next 10 years. That despite a new report from the Agriculture Department saying 1 in 7 Americans is food insecure. That means in those households, at least one family member goes without the recommended number of meals. To put food insecurity in context, we went up to a food pantry in the Bronx. This is the Wedco food pantry in the Bronx. We wanted to get an idea of the demand here and what the kinks are in the system. So we started by asking Wedco worker Sylvia Rivera what she sees when she gets to work.
When I get in at 9 o'clock and I always ask the front desk, how was the line today? And also the clients, they say, I've been here since 5 o'clock. I want to make sure that I get a ticket. And sometimes they go back home once they get the ticket at 7:30, and then they come back at 9:30 and they make sure they're here on time to get their food.
And how many people generally line up?
Sometimes about over 50, I would say.
Wow. Yes. Who's in the line?
Different types of people. We have elderly, we have disabled clients as well, we have parents with children, and we have a variety of clients.
This phrase, food insecurity, it sounds kind of weird. Can you tell me what that means?
I would say it's the uncertainty of making ends meet when it comes to, you know, having a meal daily and providing for families. When we have food, people that come for the food pantries, there can be anywhere from one person to 8 people in a household. And so it's a large need to sustain everyone. And so I feel like it's that uncertainty of, am I going to have food for today? And that's why the food pantry is so important.
We also spoke with worker Pamela Priet and Doxine Roberts. I asked the women to give us a tour of the facility.
We are in our pantry.
Okay, what are we looking at?
We're looking at all our different sections. We divide it by basically food groups. So we have the proteins on one side, which usually include beans, peanut butter, things like milk and fish or meat that we get donated to us. Also on the other side, we have grains, which usually is pasta, rice, cereals, and things like that. And we also have the vegetables and fruits are in one area by themselves, which is like applesauce, canned fruits or canned vegetables, and sometimes vegetable soups and things like that.
What have we got rigged up here?
This is our refrigerator when we get frozen fruits, so that way they don't spoil if we can't give all of it out the same day. Or sometimes they'll come on odd days. So they'll come on Thursday, but we get food out on Wednesday. So we need to keep it till the next week.
And then this is just like a sample?
This is a little sample. We try to give at least 2 to 3 vegetables and fruit mixed together.
Yep, so you got some spinach in there.
Yeah, spinach, some vegetable soup, Also, we try to give protein because that's a
yep.
that's a very important thing. So we have like some sardines for protein, also some beans, and things like that. Usually that's a regular bag for us.
If you could have an imaginary windfall, what would be the thing that you'd love to order?
I mean, I think one of the things that I would like to see is for us to have like a larger freezer space so that we can have like packaged protein. So maybe chicken breast, fish, and, you know, instead of just the canned goods, we very rarely get that option.
There's been a big argument in Washington that we spend too much money as a country, that government spending has to be cut. You see the effects of that on this side. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's important to promote a sense of self-sufficiency and a sense of wanting to better yourself as far as getting established, you know, becoming employed and being able to sustain yourself. But I think that us as case managers, and we see this on a daily basis, there is a real need for help out here. And so cuts to SNAP benefits have dramatically increased the need that people have for food, for food stamps, for help with housing, help with rent. So it's really a spiral effect. How such small cuts to food stamps can really trigger this need for more help in all areas. So I do not agree with it.
That was Pamela Priet, Doxine Roberts, and Sylvia Rivera, all workers at the Wedco food pantry in the Bronx. And that brings us to the weekend number. 4. That's how many states won't find a way to offset the cuts to federal food stamp spending, according to an Associated Press analysis. Michigan, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and New Hampshire are opting to let the cuts occur, while other states are finding workarounds to keep funding at current levels.